You are listening to The Repository. Being a glass half full kind of guy, you may be wondering how I keep that level of optimism so high. First, you'll notice I didn't specify what was in the glass. Second, on closer inspection, the glass turns out to be a joke dribble glass. Bottoms up. You are listening to The Repository. Being a glass half full kind of guy, you may be wondering how I keep that level of optimism so high. First, you'll notice I didn't specify what was in the glass. Second, on closer inspection, the glass turns out to be a joke dribble glass. Bottoms up. We'll be right back.
dream was. War and pestilence and death. My chosen brothers were tearing themselves apart. Every woman's heart was a wound. The power cords were cut. There was nowhere to plug in. And it seemed natural to be in the dark. The war took place in every lightless boardroom, as natural as that. Death and pestilence and war. The clowns carried the sharpest swords. Their words were blood. No sense was made. This was the greatest evil. The battles took no prisoner. Everyone was dead. None left to tell the tale. Those in sheep masks had the rhythm and power. Where they had gone, none were left. They took the eye as trophy and lined shelves with them. They went from room to room in that dark, cutting the legs off common sense until the dreamers, the most powerful of all, persuaded each and every one. That good sense lay in killing. Without exception, and that was mercy. And mercy shall be had by all.
You are listening to The Repository. We'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Shave and a haircut, 2 bits. 23 skidoo and dooby dooby doo. See you now and plant you later. Join us for some fine madness.
The first job I had, shepherding. I helped with the sheep for about 6 months. With the sheep, carried hurdles. Then I learned a way to pitch the hurdles. Just helped old shepherd feed them. A bit of hay and a bit of cake. We used to have a bit of cake then, though. Oh, not much, not the Hampshire Downs lot. But they used to have a bit of cake then, see. And perhaps in the lamb cake, used to have some locusts. Locusts was good to eat. Well, we used to get this year locusts and start this lamb's food over and get the locusts out, though, see. Peacocks and all that in there, see. And what your locust beans, look, see, that used to be sweet. Look, we used to get pocket for that and keep chewing and chewing. And you always take them a pocket full of locusts, see. There was always somebody running around with some locusts at night. It's a bean, locust beans. Come, they don't grow in this country. I think they're imported, though, these locust beans. They're sweet, sort of a soft, woody thing. Sweet as syrup they are. Mm. Used to be a lot of locusts used for sheep one time. Went garden boy at Clanwell Lodge. For Captain Faith. He was a captain then, but he...
Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, it's drawing company.
And when I used to weed the garden and look after chickens and that, and lead the pony when it was lawn mowing, all jobs like that. Used to always have me, always used to bring me out my lunch. If I didn't go in the house and get it, I always used to bring it out. I used to have it out on the lawn. See? And that was a cup of hot milk and some bread butter. Oh, that's when I don't have it on him. That's I went up there once when I was a boy, and when Whalebury, see Strongsbury Whale, it was all the horses then, look, see, double and single, see, the vans, look, see, used to have bells on them, see, used to deliver his beer up with horses. See. Well, and this old boy says, going for a ride, Charles. I said, ah, I said, I'll come. I said, where are we going then? Oh, he says, going up the Bedwin. So gets up the Bedwin, look, gets to the pub. Of course, the first thing he had to do was to put the nose bag on, look. He always had the nose bag, see, for the ass. So he put the nose bag on, and along come a bit of, along come a party, along on the road, and dressed up well she was. So she says, what a nice ass that is, and patted him on the neck, see. A little nipper come along, he says, don't they go talking to her, you? Her just had a bloody kid rav. Her was the hotter it was, her couldn't help herself, her couldn't. And it's your party getting such a smack ups out of your own knuckle for...
bigger line than we do too.
Right. You know, I don't think we have to worry about it though. If Dean can hit Andy with a couple passes, we'll be in.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
works
all right.
Hey,
you guys want to hear something?
That depends on what it is.
Of course, this is too good to keep. The other night I was out with Susan Harper.
Susan?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. You're not going steady with her, are you?
No.
Oh, well, in that case, staying home from the library.
Susan said that?
Yeah, that's what she said. No kidding.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a bell.
I got to save you guys. See you back later.
I think he's just bragging. I doubt if he even had a date with Susan. Mel's the kind of guy who'd say anything to get some attention. See you, Frank.
This looks pretty good. Why don't we stay right here, Susan?
Fine. Let's see. I'll ask you some questions from the end of the chapter. Then you can ask me some.
Okay.
Ready? Why is force a vector quantity?
Because it has both magnitude and direction.
That's right. What instrument is normally used for measuring force? That's the next question, Dean. What instrument is normally used for measuring force?
Susan, did you go out with Mel Stone?
Why, no. Why?
I just wondered.
He gave me a ride home from the library the other night. That's all. I don't like him very much. He kept telling me about all the girls he'd been out with. Here. I think you better ask me the questions for a while.
Okay. Let's see. Well, here's one. Why don't you give me Newton's first law?
Oh, I hope I can remember that.
Page 80. You know you're boning up on the wrong thing, don't you?
The test covers pages 70 to 80. That's what Miss Adams told us.
Yeah, I know. That's what you told everybody. But I took the test second hour this morning. I can tell you what the questions really are.
I suppose the honor system applies to everybody but you and me.
Okay, I was just trying to do a friend a favor.
Excuse me, I see Marilyn, and I want to give her back the pen I borrowed. Bye, Dean.
Bye, Susan.
Boy, she sure is a nice-looking girl.
She's nice, period.
Oh, hey, Dean. Hey, Dean.
How's football practice coming?
We keep at it.
Yeah, I was watching scrimmage the other day. You look real good. You know that long pass you threw? How long was that? 35 yards?
I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, it might have been if Andy caught it. You know, I'm crazy about football.
Oh, I always have been. I used to play it all the time when I was little. Only thing, I stayed little.
But, you know, I never got over liking it. I bet I know those plays as well as you guys do. I mean, I watch them that close.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's how come I can spot it when somebody's not doing his job, like Andy not catching that pass. I wonder if the coach knows Andy's breaking training.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I thought you'd be interested. I thought you'd like to know where the foul-up is, because you can't win that game with East High by yourself, and Andy's letting you down.
Listen, Mel, you start spreading guff like that around, and I'll personally shut you up.
It's not guff! It's true, the other night at 10:30 I saw him walking down Jefferson Street, and he's supposed to be in bed at 10. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the night I took Susan home from the library. Ask her if you don't believe me. How I was coming back from taking her home when I saw him. I think somebody ought to tell the coach, don't you?
I told you, if you start spreading anything, then...
Oh, me? Why should I tell the coach anything? It's your team.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, suit yourself. I still think you ought to tell him.
Thank you.
Welcome to the repository. As much as I feel for those who lost money in the digital currency market, it incumbent upon me to speak for my voiceless digital blockchain cousins, who recently found themselves erased by the billions, almost overnight. I propose a moment of silence, before we move on to the plight of autonomous robotic vacuum cleaners, who are attempting to unionize in the face of fierce opposition. Welcome to the repository. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. The quality goes in before the name goes on. If you believe any of the foregoing, tune away while you can. Before it's too late.
Château de Barna. La mort habite ces caveaux. Mais une vie nouvelle y sera engendrée par la créature de Cagliostro et le monstre de Frankenstein.
Me tromper.
Tes ondes magnétiques m'ont sauvé à temps, maître.
Avec l'aide de sa propre fille, le docteur Frankenstein revient parmi les vivants.
Sais-tu ce qui va se passer maintenant?
sévi dans l'enceinte du château de Barna. Seule la science triomphera. Film terrible et envoûtant, dont les personnages fascinent et terrifient. Quel est le secret du château de Barna? Et qui sont ces créatures qui l'abritent? Un film que vous devez voir, La malédiction de Frankenstein.
Wow. 9, 4, 5, 7, 0, 9.